Hello and welcome to the Carson Anderson program. It is noontime on a Tuesday. Glad to be with you. And Scott, the Pistons sent a message to the NBA last night, specifically to the Eastern Conference. And I ask you, Detroit, when your Piston team beats a Knicks team by 30, 31, I think to be exact, last night and turn it into a laugher, like they were clowning on them. Bench guys were all involved, which shouldn't come as a surprise. Pistons are a deep team. But, I mean, they completely clowned on the Knicks. The question is, are you comfortable with this statement? Knicks, Cavs, Pacers, Celtics, your time is over. The East goes through Detroit. Is that, in your estimation, an established fact that the East goes through Detroit? 248-539-9797. Gator, do you consider it an established fact? Now, flag is planted. The East goes through Detroit.
I think for this season, absolutely. I think that is an established fact. It changes next year if guys get healthy. And as we stand right now, look, before trades happen, yeah, I think it goes through Detroit. And if I were to go ahead and if I want to plant the flag, and I like planting the flag, I'll plant that flag. Eastern Conference goes to Detroit.
Kang, is it a statement of fact the East goes through Detroit now?
For the 25-26 season, it goes to Detroit. I think they just proved it last night with a 30-point belt-ass whooping to the second seed on a back-to-back, by the way. The Pistons are on a second night of a back-to-back without two players in Caris LeVert and Tobias Harris. They're running out there 10, 11 guys deep. I know 12 guys played last night because it was such a blowout, but they actually have 10 guys legit contributing to this team on a night-in, night-out basis. I think they are the best team in the East, and they just proved that last night.
Jalen Duren?
Jalen Duren, yeah. Oh, yeah. I mean, he's kind of important, too.
Yeah. And that game last night, look, there was great defensive efforts. They blocked a bunch of shots early. By the way, did anybody see Javonte Green run up the basket support like Bo Jackson did? Javonte Green, it was fast break, and I can't remember what happened at the end, but he like took two or three steps.
I think he got fouled on a fast break or something, going in for a layup or something, and he couldn't stop his momentum, so he ran up the basket.
Did you see it?
Yeah, I saw that. Yeah, I saw that. Ever since you said in games you watched he wasn't that good, he's been great.
But there's no question.
Unbelievable. 4-6-3 last night.
Javonte Green... We got off to a bad start, Javonte and I. But
yeah, you did.
Ever since, you're right. I swear to God, the day I brought it up on the air, you know, a lot works out here, but I'm just not so sure about this Javonte Green. Boom! He's like contributed in so many ways.
Super sub.
I would love to hear Javonte come out and say, maybe he has. I didn't get off to the best start here. I'm glad I'm fitting. I'd love to hear him say that. I don't think he's going to, but he's been great.
What if he comes out and says, you know, ever since Doug Karsh questioned me. Here's one of the things I like about last night's game. First of all, everything you like about last night's game, right? But they had three guys come off the bench, three guards come off the bench, whether it was Javonte Green, Danis Jenkins, or Jaden Ivey, that all contributed big time to the cause. Mm-hmm. They have the ability to just kill you with a guard rotation, the Pistons do, when they're playing like that. And last night was near flawless. But you have to keep in mind, they played without Tobias Harris, starter. They played without Jalen Duren, starter. And they played without Caris LeVert, who's also a big-time contributor off the bench. But they just, it didn't matter. Paul Reed steps in. I'll get the job done. I'll grab offensive rebounds. I'll score when needed. Okay. I mean, other guys just step up.
Usually I speak the language of it's a long season. A lot can happen. And yet I feel like this Piston team, it started last year. It's continued into this year. There was a time where we thought that the Tigers were the best team in the American League. And I think there's probably a time that we, not all of us, but there were a lot of us uncomfortably felt that the Lions were the best team in the NFC. And those things did not work out at all. One of them, obviously, the Tigers won a playoff series and then heartbreak in the second round of the playoffs, the divisional series, and the Lions didn't make the playoffs. I think the Pistons are going to make the playoffs.
Okay.
But I guess the question is, you know, is it too early to say? You get paid to call your shots. Not really, but you get in your group of friends. Think about the street cred you get when you call something early.
Sure.
Is it too early to say this? Maybe you've called it a while ago. Maybe it's late to call it.
They're almost halfway through the season.
They killed the Knicks last night. They killed them. Now, the Vegas odds haven't reflected this. By the way, as we pointed out earlier, they're still the third favorite in the East on FanDuel.
Well, that should be changed.
Well, jump on it now.
After the Pistons destroyed the Knicks last night. But in honor of Pat Caputo.
Our guy.
Pistons have a better record than Steve Carlton did when he won a Cy Young in 1972. Okay? You know, he was 27-10 for the Phillies. Had almost 50% of the Phillies wins all season long. Okay? 27-9. That's what the record is. 36. I got the math right. 36 games, and they're 27-9.
Yep.
It's insane. This isn't a small sample size. This is nearly half a season.
Now, I brought it up earlier, and it got some response. We have Detroit fans, Red Wings, Tigers, and Lions fans have seen trade deadlines come and go without major moves. Like the Red Wings, people wanted them to give it gas last year. They didn't. Their season came apart after March. The Tigers made a few moves on the fringes of the roster, ended up getting really one player that was probably counted on in Kyle Farnsworth. Yeah, the reliever. Then you get to the Lions, and the Lions didn't do anything significant. And now we have a Piston team where I think...
Finnegan.
God, I knew that wasn't right. Kyle Farnsworth.
Are you going with the FUP plan?
Yeah, the Farnsworth thing.
Or I don't know. Percival, where we go?
The years blend together. My apologies to Kyle Finnegan. It was Kyle Farnsworth, right?
Yeah, well, it was. Big guy, built like a linebacker.
Wanted to beat up half the batters he faced. Yeah, that guy. No, my apologies. Anyway, you get the point. Now we have a Piston team that I think has a roster that is less, probably in a position where you'd be less inclined to make a trade. And why I say that is because they're poised to really run the East. We did the average age of contributors last year when we went into the postseason. And the Pistons were way younger than every other team in the East that was really going for it. And the Pistons right now are the top team in the East, given, obviously, with Halliburton out and Tatum out in Indiana and Boston, that dramatically impacts the chase in the East. No question. But if you keep the band together, do you run the East for half a decade? Or do you need to go for it now? And I feel like Detroit fans want some team to give it gas, but what the others did should have no impact on what Trajan Langdon decides is best for this team. But the idea, because here's what you're going to give up. If you're going to make a significant trade, you're going to give up Ron Holland, and you're probably going to give up Jaden Ivey, and you're going to give up Tobias Harris. And those are three guys that play a lot of minutes and have factored into the chemistry and all of the things that have made this team good. Right?
This is what I'm saying. You want to improve this team. It's a really good best team in the East right now. If you want to add a piece to it, you have to be concerned with what you're going to have to give up to get that piece because of the chemistry factor. I'm not saying you don't do it, but that's what you have to be leery of. It would be amazing if they could simply find that piece and only give up draft capital or players that aren't, you know, huge contributors for the team right now. That would be great if they could do that.
248-539-9797. A lot to unpack with that Piston win last night. What stood out to you, and are you comfortable with the statement? Is it, at this time, an established fact that the East goes through Detroit? 248-539-9797. I know better than to do something, but later this hour, I'm going to do it. I'm going to do it on the air, and I'm going to do it publicly, and you're going to say we shouldn't do this, but I'm going to do it anyway.
Oh, boy.
That today at 1246. On 97.1.